The BioWorld Insider Podcast.
Hello, this is the BioWorld Insider Podcast. I'm Lee Landenberger. I'm a BioWorld staff writer, and I'm also the host of the BioWorld Podcast. Thanks very much for joining me. I cover drug development for BioWorld, and our guest today is Vimal Mehta. He's the CEO of BioXcel Therapeutics. Today, BioXcel released phase 3 results for its sublingual film formulation of dexamethasone. That's for an acute treatment for agitation that's associated with bipolar disorders or schizophrenia, and is for patients in a home setting. The study met its primary objective, and Vimal is here to talk about the data. Vimal, thanks very much for joining me today.
Thank you, Lee, for having me. My pleasure.
So, can you tell me about the study results and hitting the primary objective? It's a big day for this drug and the company.
It is indeed. I think it's a big day for the company as well as for the patients and their families and caregivers who will benefit from this. So this is our lead product is BXCL501 that we are testing right now in the home setting. And those are the results we announced today. So our drug, IGALMI, has been approved for treatment of agitation in schizophrenia and bipolar, but it has a label under medical supervision. So it's used in an institutional setting. Now with these results, we believe or we hope that we will be able to move this drug in the home setting. So the trial was set up that we will take lowest approved dose, 120 microgram of IGALMI, which is already approved and marketed, into the home setting. And we tested in 200 patients, 100 on placebo, 100 on the drug, one-to-one randomization, double-blinded placebo-controlled pivotal phase C trial. And the primary endpoint or primary objective was safety. Because efficacy of 120 microgram has been established in two pivotal phase C trials, prior trials, Serenity 1 and 2, that led to the approval into the IGALMI. So now our goal is that with this data in hand, where we have, it has met the primary endpoint, we will be able to put a package together to go to the sNDA for sNDA submission. And data looks very consistent. What we saw, the safety and tolerability of the drug in the in care setting or current approved label. There are no discontinuations due to the drug, no serious adverse events, no syncopes or fall. Those are the things we wanted to assess in a home setting. So I would say overall data is extremely compelling, and it will be a good package for our sNDA submission.
So what's the unmet need behind this?
Unmet need is huge because there are no FDA-approved treatments in the home setting for treatment of agitation, schizophrenia, bipolar. So it's a very transformative for our program to be able to demonstrate its safety and tolerability. Think of the patient, these agitated patients who are in the home setting, and they take our film to calm themselves, and they are already agitated and they need something, because agitation can be mild, moderate, and severe, and it escalates very fast. So nothing is available. And these patients normally end up in using meditation, some illicit drugs, alcohol, or some of the benzodiazepines and other things to calm themselves. And when they don't work, they end up in the emergency room or other institutional setting where our product is available. So our product has 120 microgram and 180 microgram, two doses, depending on the patient's severity. And 120 will now become in a home setting. And the opportunity is really large. Initially, we estimated 23 million episodes in the home setting. But now we are realizing it's much bigger based on our clinical data, market research, literature. It's all coming together. It may be opportunity something like 57 to 77 million episodes. So we are very excited that it's such a high unmet need. There is no FDA-approved therapy. And our product, if approved by the FDA, will help all these patients and the family members.
Tell me about the drug's mechanism and what it's designed to do.
it's a very unique mechanism. It works through the locus coeruleus in the brain. And our drug is so potent that we had to put micro deposition on the film. So it's a sublingual film where there are two dots, basically. Drug was deposited. So that as soon as it touches, it immediately starts dissolving the drug. And it has a rapid onset of action. The mechanism is it works through the locus coeruleus in the brain. And there is a alpha-2 adrenergic receptors. So when patients have a higher state of agitation, they start releasing norepinephrine in the brain. And our drug can very selectively block that, the release of the norepinephrine, and then it reverses the course and patients start feeling calming effect. It's a very unique mechanism, and drug safety and tolerability, as you have seen today, what we announced is really good, and we believe that it will have lots of patients and prevent a lot of agitation episodes from escalating or going into the emergency rooms.
So how do these study data tie in with your planned SNDA submission to expand IGALMI's label?
Yes, so we have got an alignment with the FDA what the SND package is needed. And this trial, phase 3 pivotal trial, is a very integral and important part of that package. In this, we needed to show FDA that drug is safe to use in a home setting. Patients will self-administer when they have an agitation episode. And I'm very pleased to announce that we collected the data for these 200 patients, 2,600 agitation episodes in a 12-week period. So there are a lot of agitation happening. And we saw that very large, vast majority of the patient completed the 12-week period. So that also tells that patients like or they need something to help them with their agitation. So I believe that it's a very unique opportunity and a novel mechanism. And in terms of a sublingual thin film, which is optimal for these patients to treat themselves. And we are very excited with today's results. In addition, we have some exploratory objectives to show that when drug is given over a 12-week period, then it stays effective.
So Vimal, can you tell me how long does it take for the drug to take effect?
So in our previous trial, when we got the approval, it starts working pretty quickly. We have shown that it can have as rapid an impact depending on what dose you use within 20 to 30 minutes.
Anything else you'd like to mention?
What I like to mention is never ever a drug has been approved by the FDA in a home setting. And to my knowledge, never ever a trial has been conducted in a very pragmatic environment, which is a real world environment. All these patients were allowed to take their regular drugs or interventions, what that helps them with their agitation, and our drug was given on top of it. And we are demonstrating the safety and some of the early signals that our drug maintains the benefit for this patient. It's quite interesting, and we are very excited now to take next steps and bring this drug to the patients.
Vimal, thanks for your time and insight.
Thank you very much for having me here.
That's the BioWorld Insider podcast for today. Thanks for joining me. BioWorld is a daily news service covering the development of therapeutics. So if you need to track the development of drugs, you can find us at BioWorld.com.
BioWorld, published by Clarivate, is a subscription-based news service that delivers actionable intelligence on the most innovative therapeutics and medical technologies in development.